Take two. This is a story about when Strong Bones was a little boy and Cute Bones were a little girl, and they were both little together. And it was a story about a time when Strong Bones' uncle, Uncle Gnarly, came over for dinner and told a story. Well, Uncle Gnarly isn't really Strong Bones' uncle. He's Strong Bones' father's uncle, which makes him Strong Bones' great uncle. But everyone always called him Uncle Gnarly, and he was a great storyteller. He was never at a loss for a story. And along with him came his beautiful wife, Auntie Feather. Auntie Feather was just as old as Uncle Gnarly, but she was a lot cuter, and she always brought treats for Strong Bones and Cute Bones, so they really liked to see her show up. Well, they had eaten dinner, and Strong Bones was sitting in the living room, and he said, "Uncle Gnarly, tell us a story. Tell us a story we haven't heard before that's really exciting and really keeps our attention and is fun." Uncle Gnarly said, "Well, I have a story I could tell, though really it's Feather's story, or better yet, it's Feather's mother, Pearl. And it was Pearl's story, but I suppose I could tell it. But maybe, Feather, you should tell it, because after all, it is your mother and your story." And Feather looked at him and said, "Oh, Gnarly, you're so silly. You know you tell a better story than I do any time. I'll admit that. No, you tell it. We'll have fun listening to you." So Uncle Gnarly said, "Okay, well, when I was a young man, I just got married to my dear Feather. We were living with Feather's family. And her mother, Pearl, was in baking some cake for my birthday. And while she was making the cake, she was making some cookies, too, to go with ice cream for the kids. And while she was making the cookies, she thought of something really fun. She thought she'd make a gingerbread boy. Well, that would be quite delightful. She could make a little boy out of the cookies. So she made a little head, and she made some shoulders and some arms, gave him a tubby little tummy, and then gave him the long legs. Oh, he was so cute, and long, cute little feet. He looked so cute, she put him in the oven and cooked him right up. And while he was baking, she pulled out some confectionery sugar, a little bit of water, a little bit of cornstarch, and she mixed up a little bit of drizzle so she could put some frosting around the little gingerbread boy. Well, he came out of the oven, she set him to cool, and when he had cooled, she drew his pants, and she drew little buttons on his shirt, and she drew little cuffs, and then she drew his eyes. Oh, they were really cute, and a couple of ears, a little bit of hair. She drew his nose, and then she drew his mouth. She stepped back and said, "My, oh my, that is a wonderful-looking little gingerbread boy." And you know what happened? The little gingerbread boy said, Hi, how are you doing today? Oh, thanks, this is great." And he stood up. And he stood up on the plate. And Feather's mother, Pearl, said, Wait, you're a cookie. What are you doing standing up on the plate? You get back down on that plate. I haven't finished with you yet, and we're giving you to my son-in-law. Gnarly, you sit down." Little gingerbread boy said, No, I don't think so. I think I want to go." And he jumped off the table and started to run across the kitchen. Well, just at that point, Feather walked into the kitchen. And she said, "Mom, oh. And she saw the little gingerbread boy. And she said, "What's that? That looks like a cookie. How could a cookie be walking?" Little gingerbread boy said, "Hi, how are you doing today?" And Feather said, "What are you doing? You look like a cookie. You shouldn't be on the floor. You should be on that plate over there. Why don't you get on that plate?" Little gingerbread boy looked at her and said, "No, I think I'm going out." So Feather said, "Will you come here?" And she started to run after him. And she chased him round and round and round and round the kitchen. And the little gingerbread boy looked back at her, and he just laughed. "Ha, ha, ha, ha. Run as fast as you can. You can't get me. I'm the gingerbread man." Zip, and he zipped. He zipped right down the hall. He zipped right out the front door. Well, I was in the front yard. I was doing some gardening and some weeding and cutting the grass and trimming the bushes and and I saw this little gingerbread boy come zipping out the front door. And I said, Hey, you, what are you? You're a cookie. What are you doing running out the front door?" And the little gingerbread boy stopped and said, "Hi, how are you doing today?" And I said, "Hey, well, you come back here. You're not supposed to be leaving. You're probably for somebody's lunch. You come back here." And I started to grab for him. And he looked at me and said, "Uh-uh," and took off. he ran pretty quick. Well, I was a pretty good runner after all. You know, I had a star and everything. For all right, I ran after him. I ran as fast as I could. I ran as hard as I could. I ran as fast as I could, and I almost got him. But he just turned his head and laughed and said, ah, ha, ha, run, run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man. Well, little Persimmon the cat had heard this from a tree. Well, step back a second. It wasn't really Persimmon the cat. It was more like Persimmon the cat's great, 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 great grandmother. But her name was Persimmon too. And she heard the gingerbread boy and she said, a cookie. Oh, I haven't had a cookie in a long time. I'd like a cookie. So she leapt from branch to branch in the trees. As she watched while the gingerbread boy was running down the street, she said, how can I get him? She scurried again in the trees, leaped from branch to branch, just like a squirrel, for crying out loud, and she landed in front of him. And when he was coming, she jumped and stamped right in front of his nose and said, meow, oh, a cookie. Well, thank you for coming to me. The little gingerhead boy stopped and said, oh, hello, how are you? How's your day going? And the cat said, well, I think it's going to go better once I have this meal. And the little gingerbread boy just looked at her, and she said, well, I don't think so. And you know what he did? He scooted to the left, he scooted to the right, and then he scooted under her legs. Woo! And he was gone. Ha, 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 run, run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man. Well, up ahead was Wee Wee Rat. Wee Wee Rat the raccoon. And he was hungry. He hadn't had much to eat since the morning. And he smelled. Oh, what's that running down? What's that coming my way? Oh, that's a cookie. And here coming in front of him, running down the path, was this little cookie. A cookie boy, a cookie running. He couldn't believe it. So he jumped in the tree, he jumped in another tree, and he said, I can't believe this. It's a little cookie. Well, I think we'll have to do something about this. And he leapt from tree to tree, and as the cookie ran underneath, he jumped off the tree and landed right in front of right on top of the cookie. Bush! And he rolled him over. Well, that cookie was fast, because not only did he roll out and under, but he stood up by the time the raccoon had lifted his nose. And the little cookie said, oh, how are you doing today? Ha, ha, ha! And he was off. And before the raccoon could look around, he was gone, through the bushes. Where'd he go? Where'd he go? The gingerbread boy ran. He was going to go. He was free, yahoo, ha, ha! And he came to a big, big river. It was full of water. Water, full of water. Oh, my goodness. How was he going to get across? He was a cookie, after all. If he put his feet in the water, he'd disintegrate. He didn't want to lose his feet. How could he get across? He thought, maybe there's a bridge. Maybe I'll find a boat. And he started walking along the water. He came across a long animal. Big ears, long pointy tail, reddish fur. The animal wasn't chasing him. The animal wasn't trying to jump on him. The animal wasn't trying to eat him. The animal just looked at him and said, oh, hello, how are you? Little gingerbread boy said, hi, how are you today? Little animal said, oh, well, I'm doing quite well. And how about you? I see you are a speedy little thing, aren't you? I've been watching you run. Nobody can catch you. You're very, very speedy. Little gingerbread boy said, hi, I'm the gingerbread boy. Who are you? The animal looked at him and said, well, I'm a fox. My name is Cunning. I'm Cunning the Fox. Of course, this isn't the Cunning the Fox we know. This is Cunning the Fox's great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. That's how old Uncle Gnarly is. So Cunning looked at him and said, well, for quite a fast young man like you, is there anything I can help you with? The little gingerbread boy said, well, I've been trying to think of how to get across this river. It's in my way, and I think I can get going if I can get across it. And the fox looked and said, well, yes, you will disintegrate if you go in the water. Maybe I can help. So he went to the edge of the river, and he dipped his nose in. He sniffed the air. He looked back. You are a very fabulous little fellow, you know. You are. You look so bright and pleasant with your buttons and your pants and your beady little eyes. Oh, the gingerbread boy liked hearing this. Maybe I should help you. I have a plan. Gingerbread boy said, oh, I'm always up for a plan. The fox said, how about this? How about you jump on my back? and then I'll swim across the river, and I'll let you off on the other side." And the gingerbread boy said, "Well, but why would you do that?" And the fox said, "Well, it's because I admire your panache. I admire the way you run. I admire the way you're so full of self-confidence. And I want to help you out because I'm an altruistic being." So the gingerbread boy thought, And he said, "Okay, I'll do it." So he jumped up on the fox's back. And the fox started swimming across the river. Well, the gingerbread boy had a pretty good seat. He was just sitting there, letting the fox do the work, watching the waves, watching the birds, looking at the birds, the turtles, the frogs. And then the fox said, oh, it's getting deeper. Oh, and all of a sudden, he started dropping down. Oh, it's getting deeper. The gingerbread boy said, oh, and he climbed up onto the fox's shoulders. The fox said, "Oh, that's better. It's just getting deep. It's harder to keep my back." And he started getting more. "Oh, it's getting too deep. I think I can make it, but it's getting really deep here. We must do something." Gingerbread boy said, "Oh, well, I'll jump between your ears." He jumped between his ears. The fox went swimming across the river. He said, "We're almost there." The gingerbread boy could see a little beach, some sand, a little grass, some bushes, some trees, and freedom. The fox said, "Oh, I'm getting there. Oh, it's getting deep. Oh, it's getting deep. I don't know if I can make it. I tell you, jump on my nose." So the gingerbread boy did. He climbed up on the fox's nose and stood there. And they made it almost to the beach. The gingerbread boy said, "Oh, there's the beach. We're there. Oh, thank you, Mr. Fox. Thank you, Cunning. You're so kind." And they almost got to the beach. And Cunning said, "Gingerbread boy, well, I guess I can't help myself." And he opened his mouth wide to take a gulp of that gingerbread boy. And you know what the little gingerbread man did? He jumped straight up in the air, and he turned a double twist, and he landed on his feet on the sand. He looked at Cunning the Fox, and he said, "Thanks for the ride. Ha, ha, ha. Run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man." And he was gone. Cunning was soaking wet. Cunning did not like to be wet. He did not know where that gingerbread boy had gone, and he was so hungry by now, he was very, very disappointed. But the gingerbread boy was free and happy, and that's how we should all be. And that's the end of the story.